My name is Fitz, and I'm the president of the Fitz Group. I'm glad you've chosen to listen to this clip from our daily coaching call. The daily coaching call is a focal point of gathering the team together. Monday through Friday, this call provides motivation, inspiration, education, and information. This business can be a lonely business, and gathering with others in the fight is hugely beneficial. We have found that either the meeting needs you or you need the meeting, and we hope you can join us for our next live call. Today's podcast, entitled Tales from the Field, is a segment of our call where a top producer for the week shares their secrets. And now, on to the secrets.
Number two. Now, look at these numbers. I love looking at Michelle Allman's numbers all the time. She's such a warrior out there. So she did 288 dials or texts. She had 22 contacts, 18 appointments, strong, right? 9-6. So see, look at the number, and half of them happens, right? It's the law of large numbers. If you only have two appointments and two don't show up, you know, you're going to be like, oh man, tough week. But you know, when you put the numbers in your favor, like she did, 18 appointments, 9 sits, 13 apps, 23 referrals, 13 life apps for a total of $12,190. Michelle Allman, let's hear from you this morning. So excited to talk to you today.
Good morning, Diane. Thank you so much. My name is Michelle Allman, and my husband and I, Mike, are here out of Houston, Texas. I've been with the Fitz Group for 15 years. And today I just want to talk a little bit about consistency, because
there you go.
5 out of the 13 applications were straight up referrals. So I just want you to know, if you're brand new and you sit on 9 appointments, there's no reason why you can't get 23 free leads. Free leads, those are the referrals. Those are the emergency lists that I got from all of the new customers and updating my current clients' emergency list. So how would you like to have 23 new free leads to call today just by going out and making a few sales? So that's how, and that's how you can do it, as with your leads, getting started. And most of these sales, a lot of different products, from a hospital product with SureBridge to childhood life to, you know, guaranteed issue to Mutual of Omaha, Index Universal, and so, and then to accidental plans as well. So we just do all of it. And you know what I want to say about the 9 sits is, it gets to a point where you're so busy, you have to put off some of your appointments. And that's kind of where I'm at. it's kind of crazy, because you'll spend a lot of time with people. When you spend a lot of time with them, they're going to give you referrals, right? Because they really feel connected to you now. You've spent time, you've really helped them solve the problem, and now you're moving to the next phase. So I do spend more time with them. I do push up off people. Isn't it a good problem to have, Diane? Oh, I can't get to your application, Susie, until Monday. I've got like 20 more apps to put in for this week, but I have been backed up, and 2 annuities that are ready to go that I've just been backed up on. So it's just the consistency of the work effort will yield the results. You're always looking to see what their need is. Everybody has a need. And if you're not finding it, just call your manager. Everybody has a need, whether it's an accidental, a childhood life, an annuity, or an index universal life. We're going to have to ask enough questions to find the need. Right?
Absolutely.
So
and Michelle, you're so good.
The more pitches you do, the more offerings you make to people, it might not be today that they're going to say yes, but it might be next week, because they just don't know what they don't know. They don't know that we have hospital. They don't know we have cancer plans. They don't know we have Medicare plans until we tell them or remind them about the annuities, the safe money accounts.
Michelle, you're so good at asking questions. And so what would your advice be for somebody that is brand new, and how to get better at asking the right questions?
Well, how to get better at asking the right questions. There's a great book on that. What's it called? I can't remember the name of the book right now.
Aladdin Factor.
What is it?
The Aladdin Factor.
Aladdin Factor, yes. But being on this call, asking good questions, just learning, listening to one of your managers do an appointment. That's a good way. Listen to some of the trainings that we have online on how we do appointments. But it first, you know, really gets to the heart of the matter when you connect with people and you follow up. You just got to keep following up with people. The sale is not always made on the first time.
Right? Right? And letting people know that what you do, right?
Letting people know what you do, whether it's your virtual card, whether it's telling them on the phone, whether it's mailing them, all of these things, people need to be told more than once what you do. Like 6 or 7 different times is how many times you need to hear something before it actually sticks in your head.
Yep.
That's why we say get on the call every day, because you may hear something twice, but you hear it from 2 different people, and now you hear it differently, or now you're ready to take that knowledge in and hear it because it now applies to you, because now you've written a few applications, so now you understand it better.
Can I help you? I sure would like to. If you're an agent with us, please go to timewithfitz.com. That's TimeWithFitz.com to schedule a time when I can help you directly. Just pick a topic and pick a time and we'll meet. If you're not an agent with the Fitz Group, I encourage you to go to thefitzgroup.org/contact. Again, thefitzgroup.org/contact, and send us a message. See you soon.